Psalm 98 is part of our Psalms for today, and it's a psalm that's very well known. And if I read it out of the King James to you this morning, you say, yeah, I've heard that before, and, you know, it's kind of a sing-songy thing, and many people said it in churches. And I read it from the Message Bible this morning, and I was so excited about it that we're going to say the whole thing together. But we come to one word in it. Now listen, I looked at that word and I thought, oh my, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be leading them. And how do you pronounce this thing? I have a doctorate. But sometimes things, words, you know. And so I'm going to put it on the overhead so we all know how to say it. Okay, this is the word that we're going to come up with. The neat thing is, because I didn't know how to pronounce it, I just couldn't think, how do you get your tongue around it? It made me stop and think of the word and what it means. It is a fantastic word because it's talking about the character of God. How many of you here get tired sometimes? Just, I don't know, I can't read my Bible tonight, I'm so tired, I just want to go to bed. I can't do what I want to do. Somebody wants me to do something, I just don't have enough energy to do it. I mean, you know, some of us are getting up there in years and we can't do what we used to do when we were 30. Some of you are in your 30s or your 40s and you can't do what you used to do when you were in your 20s. And even that walk for you guys, you were young. I think you got tired a little bit on that little hike you did last weekend, didn't you, last Saturday, huh? Just a little bit, yeah. Our God, no matter what we ask Him to do, is never too tired to do it. Is that awesome? What a father, what a hero we've got. He is never too tired. I'm looking back at Withers, and I'm thinking about their boat, and I'm thinking about going up and down that ladder in that boat, and I'm thinking about Royal going up and down in that ladder in that boat. And you know, you do that a few times, it's fun. Then, oh my gosh, did I really leave that up on the deck? And you have to go up that, look at Dan shaking his head. Yes, I left it on the dock side or I left it on the upper deck and back up that little ladder again. Anyway, God never thinks like that. He never says, oh, are you asking me for that again? He never does that. His love is so indefatigable. Huh? Say it. Indefatigable. He's not fatigued. He doesn't get fatigued. I love it. So let's stand together, knowing that about our God, and let's say this psalm together. Sing to God a brand new song. He's made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves and he set things right. God made history with salvation. He showed the world what he could do. He remembered to love us, a bonus to his dear family, Israel, indefatigable love. The whole earth comes to attention. Look, God's work of salvation. Shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. Round up an orchestra to play for God. Add on 100-voice choir. Feature trumpets and big trombones. Fill the air with praises to God. Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause, with everything living on earth joining in. Let the ocean breakers call out encore, and the mountains harmonize the finale. A tribute to God when he comes to set the earth right. He'll straighten out the whole world, and he'll put the world right and everything in it. Wow, isn't it a precious promise, huh?
Yes, it is.
What a psalm. Yes. He's wonderful, and that's who we're going to worship this morning.